Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The big news Saturday for the Birds was Cade Povich, outdueling Pirates phenom Paul Skeens in a 5-2 loss. The Orioles lefty striking out 6 over 3 scoreless innings and making a case for the rotation in 2025. Here's the skipper, Brandon Hyde.
He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup, it's come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So really happy with the life to his fastball. Good changeups behind, especially to right-handed hitters, like what we saw.
Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta, whose nickname is EDC, on NFL Network yesterday, explaining the Ravens player personnel situation to reporter Peter Schrager.
Well, I would say that EDC stands for every draft counts, because we never have any money. We're always up against the cap, and our job is really to find the best talent we can here.
Weekend college lacrosse, mammoth game in Atlanta. Number 1 Notre Dame, number 2 Maryland, for the right to be called the best team in the nation. And the best player on the field was Maryland goalkeeper Will McNaney.
Here's Jeffrey, freshman, looking to dodge, getting to the middle of the field. Passes inside, Kavanaugh, stolen by McNaney! It's a kick save, Connor!
Call on the ACC Network, Will McNaney was the difference in the game. 11 fourth quarter saves, 16 in all. Maryland stuns Notre Dame 11-10. The Terps will be the number 1 team in the country today. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's trim their roster. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures are beginning to warm up. Sunshine today, 44. Tomorrow's a mild day, 58. Wednesday, cold front with showers and storms, 62 Wednesday, cooling down to near 50 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 34 degrees in Bel Air, 37 in Halethorpe, and 35 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, the week has begun. You got to get up. You got to be productive. I know. Look, if you're tuning into WCBM 680 all day, that is productive, okay? Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And I know that you have options. I appreciate you being here. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon for Kim Plasick Live. And don't forget, if you haven't already, if you do have social media, you can follow me on X at Kim K Baltimore, and then Instagram and Facebook. It's Kimberly Klasick. And I have to say, a little milestone here on X. I just passed 600,000 followers. Happy about that. And I do notice that a lot of you do tweet live to me while you're listening to the show. And so I'll make sure I'll read those tweets as well as you. As you tweet it, I guess, are they tweets or posts? I don't even know anymore because it's called X. That's, you know what? That's one thing I did not like. They're X's. Thank you. Thank you, Brian, the producer. I think we should have just left it Twitter. I really do. It's so hard to call it X. And anyways, I won't go down that road. I did want to note, prayers goes out to the families of two construction workers that were killed in Catonsville on Friday. I don't know if you guys saw where there was a home that collapsed as they were working on it. And it actually gave me awful flashbacks of what happened on Stricker Street when we lost those three firefighters. And I, you know, as soon as I heard about it, I was like, oh, gosh, I hope they are able to get them out in a decent amount of time. And it was unfortunate, but they were not able to. More unfortunate news. If you are familiar with Representative Mia Love, she was a former congresswoman from Utah. That is when we had a black female Republican in the House. She was diagnosed with brain cancer not too long ago, and her daughter made a post on X over the weekend saying that she's no longer taking well to the treatment, and they are going to enjoy their final days at home with Representative Mia Love. Only 47 years old, very young indeed. This is like one of those public service announcements. If you haven't been to the doctor, please go out there and get checked out. And you might feel fine, you might feel great. But, you know, from my understanding, you know, had they caught it a little earlier, you know, it might have been a different outcome. So definitely get out there and see your doctor. Trust me, I hate going to the doctor. I absolutely hate it. But it's something that we have to do because we got to make sure we're here for our little ones. And send your prayers to not just to the construction worker families, but also to Mia Love's family as well. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We started out the show talking about the blow up at the White House. Many people weighed in. Our phone lines were blowing up. I almost felt bad for Brian, the producer, as he had to continue to answer the phones, but I didn't actually feel bad. It was weird. I was like, I almost felt bad, but then I didn't. And I was like, yeah, it's his job. It's his job. He loves it. He loves every minute of it. No. I love the fact that you guys are weighing in. And I also received a text here from a texter saying that, you know, there's been an update with the app, and he believes that some of the texts aren't going through. So you know what? When I get off air here, you guys, I am going to talk to our marketing manager, Jonathan, and see if he's noticed something with the text line. Because as I mentioned earlier, I didn't see a text from Marty all last week. And I was shocked because he usually tweets or texts during the show. But I didn't see anything. So if he was texting, I don't know how I missed it. But there could be something going on with the update to the app. So again, these are things that you need to tell us, because I mean, we're not going to know unless you guys tell us that there's something going on. So thank you for weighing in on that. And I will get with Jonathan and see if he's heard of any issues. Let's see. Before the break, we were also talking about the fact that former Governor Andrew Cuomo is running for New York City mayor. And like I said, if they vote for this guy, they definitely get what they deserve there. They really do. Gino in Forest Hill writes in a text line. He says he is responsible for every one of those nursing home deaths during the China virus. And the rest of that was just a run on lie. Yeah, Gino, I don't know how he's throwing his hat in this thing. And then to talk about COVID. I mean, it's a bold strategy. I guess, you know, get it out of the way now. Let people demonize you for it now. You know, you got a few months yet before I'm sure other people will throw their hat in the ring. But yeah, I couldn't believe he went there. Speaking of governors, let's turn our attention to Governor Wes Moore, shall we? Yes. The poll question of the day is at WCBM.com, and it's a big one. It's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Governor Wes Moore bail out federal employees? Now, I've got a lot to say in regards, all right? But right now, I'll read the poll as is. 97% of you say no. 3% of you say yes, he should bail out government employees. I guess, you know what? If you're a yes, call in and tell me why you're a yes. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Do you really believe it's the governor's responsibility to bail out federal employees? All right, I got some sound here from Channel 11 News with David Collins. Take a listen.
Although no actual money is involved, Governor Moore is throwing a lifeline to impacted federal workers. Jonathan Hairston is a husband, father, and military veteran. Until he was fired through an email February 14th, the federal employee was an AI specialist protecting the nation's cybersecurity systems.
My family and my children have watched me navigate through this storm, wondering how a man who's given so much to his country and his service could be cast aside without justification.
Governor Moore launched 5 initiatives aimed at helping Harrison and other impacted federal employees, including contractors. The governor wants to recruit them into the state workforce.
But I fear the arbitrary cuts and firings that we have seen over the last 6 weeks, that they are just the beginning. So here in Maryland, these draconian moves could lead to tens of thousands of jobs lost, hundreds of thousands of lives disrupted, and a cratering of tens of millions of dollars in income.
The governor's expanding the state's new Maryland Public Service Resource website. It highlights job openings in IT, life sciences, engineering, and aerospace.
Maryland is ready to mobilize. We will not sit back and be attacked. We will confront crisis with courage.
The state's United Benefits Screener streamlines the process to find out what safety nets are available. This includes access to health care and financial assistance. 15% of federal workers in Maryland are veterans. The governor signed directives requiring MDOT, the Department of Budget and Management, and MSDE to identify opportunities to streamline the hiring process. There is a special interest in hiring teachers. 1,600 classrooms across the state remain unstaffed. Another website provides information on teacher certification.
This approach will both support laid-off employees and close the educator shortage that we're having in the state of Maryland at the same time.
The state is also directing federal workers to places that offer specialized services, such as resume workshops and interview skills. Next month, job fairs will be held in Prince George's County and Baltimore City. Reporting from Annapolis, David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right, there you have it. You know what? There's certain things that Governor Westmore says that reminds me that he's studied the way that President Barack Obama would give some of his speeches. If you notice, there was a point where he goes, and here in Maryland, the way that he shifts to the next sentence in some ways is just like Barack Obama. You know who also does it? Mayor Pete. Like, you can tell, you can hear who's studied Obama and, you know, how he speaks, which, you know, I'm not bashing it in any way. You know, I talk about a lot, you know, Barack Obama, even though I don't appreciate his policies, he was a very, very charismatic guy, and he navigated public speaking very well. And I think studying someone that you admire in that sense, you know, makes sense to me. But it's just funny because I could definitely hear it when Governor Moore speaks. Beyond that, I don't think government employees are helpless little babies that need to be supported as they're being laid off. I think this further shows, in my opinion, that Maryland's economy is really non-existent. I guess you could say what we've seen so far, the response to federal workers even being questioned about what they've done in a week. Those in Maryland, especially in elected leadership positions, you could tell that they are freaking out. And it further tells me that they're worried, because even though you'll see Maryland at the top of some list, like, you know, the best place to live, or someone, you know, all the annual income, and, you know, many households having above $200,000 a year as far as annual income, a lot of that is based on government and taxpayer dollars. And so now Maryland is having to come to this realization that you can't center the economy around government jobs. Now, furthermore on this, you know, they claim that this isn't going to cost us any money supporting these federal workers. I don't know how that's possible, because if you're giving them assistance to learn how to apply for jobs, which is also very odd. You know how many hoops you have to jump through to get a government job? The application process to get a government job is much worse than in the private sector. I think they know how to apply, okay? I really do. And I give this to the federal workers, because what they have to go through, the obstacles, the hoops they have to jump through to get those jobs that they usually cannot get fired from, it's insane. It's insane. The application process takes months. Trust me, I think they can fill out an application from Chipotle. I think they can do it. I don't think Governor Westmore has to, you know, stick his nose in it. But that's, what I guess, what he wanted to do. Marty in the text line says, my question is, did federal government employees who received unemployment during government shutdowns repay that money when they received their back pay as required by law? Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it, but I'm not going to say that it didn't happen, right? I'm sure that's, you know, all these things are going to be looked at by Elon Musk and Doge. I got Craig in Hereford. Craig, what do you think about these federal workers getting help from the governor?
Oh, my gosh. You know, they're highly paid with extremely high benefits. I mean, how many people get laid off in the real world? The real world. And, you know, and unless they're some kind of contractor, the government could care less about. I mean, taxes are going up. There's a rally today at 4 o'clock down in Annapolis over the high price of energy. Yeah, I got the flyer in my hand. Maryland's Day of Action, the electric crisis and huge tax hike down at Lawyers Mall at 4 o'clock today, because they cut this deal for this thing, Empower Maryland, which is just giving money to the utilities on top of what they already charge for the power they provide. I guess that's what Empower Maryland is. Anyway, if he's going to hire people that are laid off from the federal government, I hope it's to fill positions that are open, not to create new positions. And I hope that there will be some, you know, if the person was in IT in the federal government, that they're going to fill a job in IT in the Maryland government. But I hope they don't get preference over people who haven't worked for the federal government who are applying.
I agree with you on that one, Craig. And you're right, because this, you know, when you think about those that are contracted with the federal government, those contracts, it's not like they just end immediately. So those people are still going to get paid out, you know, for however long that contract is, I would think. And then some of those contractors, I'm sure, could shift some of those employees elsewhere within their own companies, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, again, these government employees, for what they do, are highly paid. And I don't care. I have some friends who are government employees, and they will never tell you what they make because they don't want you to know how much they make. They'll always boo-hoo about working for the government doesn't make it, you know, you don't make any money, which is bunkum. And the benefits, you know, the ability to retire. One of the reasons, I just found this out, one of the reasons why there's so many government agencies now that have armed employees is because they can retire at 20 years because they're considered law enforcement. They don't have to wait 30 years. And even 30 years is ridiculous, you know, if you're not in a job that's hot, very, very high danger, I can't think of the right term. You know, 30 years, if you go into the government 22 years old, out of college, and you can retire at 52, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I don't have any more to say about it.
Yeah, Craig. Well, I think a lot of people agree with you. Yeah, no, have a great week. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Teresa, the text line says, why should we bail out federal employees that were laid off? They should be getting unemployment. I am also of the understanding that they will get paid their regular salary until October. Yeah, Teresa, that's what I read as well. Teresa goes on to say, or at least would have if they resigned. Therefore, they knew they were getting laid off and chose to take unemployment over their regular salary for 8 months. While looking for another job. Makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah, plus, these are federal employees. He's the governor of Maryland with his own damn problems. Right? I mean, what are we talking about here? We'll discuss more when we get back.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, it's a big question of the day. Should Governor Wes Moore bail out federal employees? You go to WCBM.com, partake in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Right now, 97% of you say no, 3% of you say yes. Talk about bail out federal employees. Bail me out. How about me, sir? All right? I don't make as much as most federal employees, and my bills are sky high, and it's the cost of living is crazy for me. You know, I think about that when I go up to some of the registers nowadays, and they'll, you know, whether it's Starbucks or something like that, and they're like, oh, do you want to make a donation? What? No, I don't want to make it. You want to make a donation to me? I'm poor. Like, what are you talking about? The best one is PetSmart. Okay, first of all, dog food is overpriced. I don't care who you are. You know it's true. All right, that's the first thing. But the second thing is, every time you go to the register, there's always that one question. Would you like to donate $1 to the dogs? Would you like to donate $2 to the dogs? Meanwhile, they give us no update, right? Have dogs been rescued? I don't know. But she asks me every time I come in here. And then on top of it, $1, $2, those are significant donations, okay? Now, if you wanted to ask me, like, you know, go to Macy's, they say, do you want to round up to the kids? You can round up, right? But no, not at PetSmart. They'll ask you for a full dollar, full $2, full $4. I don't have it. I never have it. Don't ask me, okay? I don't have it. I'm poor, living in poverty, for crying out loud. Well, right now, we're talking about federal employees and the fact that Governor Wes Moore, as if he doesn't have his own problems here in Maryland, he wants to bail those federal employees being laid off. And I think it comes to, somebody texted, is it 3% at this point? Was it 3% of federal employees being laid off? That's what we're worried about. I got Brian in Columbia. Brian, you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. Great show as always. Just really quick, I have a suggestion to where they can apply to work at.
Okay.
Law enforcement is down all over the state. They can apply and get any law enforcement job they want.
Yes.
Apply to be a police officer, a correctional officer, a sheriff's deputy. You can apply and get those jobs really quick. There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brian. I think that's a great idea. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's already in the budget. They are. They're down 500 officers, I think, on patrol in Baltimore City alone. It's already in the budget. The money's there. Just go and apply. Walk right in. You can do it. You can do it. And look, we heard they were getting overtime. Heck, if at this point, go to the sheriff's office. Get in on that code so you can get triple the overtime, right? Oh, man, I got some more texts coming in. You know, I really think it's odd, though, because Governor Moore has a lot of issues already. And there's no way in the world that we should sit around and start thinking about these federal employees that are getting laid off, because this is happening all over, right? I mean, think about all the people that were laid off during the COVID pandemic. And that's what really, you know, graced my nerves, too. There were so many people laid off. There was nothing we could do to control it. And we just had the federal government telling everybody that, you know, it's something that you had to do, right? They had to shut down the economy. They had to shut down the country. You can't go to church. You can't go to the gym. You can't do any of these things. But those federal employees, they were still getting a paycheck, those that were there during that time. And mum's the word on that. They were silent then. There were no protests then. They weren't saying anything then. And it's because that's what it is. It's about them and only about them. And that's the part I don't like as well. You saw that people in the private sector were, you know, we were being asked to be vaccinated or having, you know, to be fired or resign if you weren't vaccinated. And then, of course, it was very early on that we knew the vaccine didn't mean that you wouldn't get COVID or that you wouldn't give it to somebody else. But nobody said anything. You know, they all just sat there like everything is just fine. So it's like I got very little sympathy for it all. I really do. I also wanted to give you this update, very sad update. This is a lot of sad news today. If you were going to the CIAA tournament over the weekend in Baltimore City, and you were sitting there in the crowd, you heard an awful update as the R&B artist Angie Stone was on her way to perform in Baltimore and was killed in a car accident on the way. very awful details. Apparently the car ended up flipping over, was hit by a tractor trailer, and she was literally on her way to Baltimore to perform. So again, as you're praying for so many in our country today, also say a prayer for Angie Stone's family and friends. Very talented woman, very talented R&B artist, and I can only imagine what it was like to be in that room in that moment. Somebody did show some video of the announcement, but there were a lot of Angie Stone fans sitting there, you know, at the tournament, at the game, you know, with her T-shirt on, excited for her to get there and to get that news that one of your favorite artists was killed on the way there. Awful. Just awful. Praying for her family and, of course, for her daughter that made the post so that everybody could know what happened. All right, coming up next, we'll continue on this conversation about federal employees and then also a change in Howard County that I could get behind. We'll talk about it.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Mexico's president says her administration is waiting to see if President Trump makes good on his threat to impose 25% tariffs on imports starting tomorrow. He had threatened to impose tariffs last month before suspending them at the last minute. The man accused of opening fire at an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago has pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder. The announcement came moments ahead of today's opening arguments for his trial. The 2022 shooting left seven people dead and wounded more than 40. A power outage at Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport is causing significant flight delays and other interruptions to air travel. More than 100 flights have been delayed. A handful were canceled as of mid-morning. Stocks have turned lower, the Dow down 111. This is SRN News.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles began trimming down their spring roster, reassigning 10 players to minor league camp and optioning one. Notable among the moves was a pair of highly regarded prospects in outfielders Enrique Bradfield Jr. and Dylan Beavers. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta earlier in the week revealing that Lamar Jackson has a voice when it comes to recommending / evaluating players the Ravens might go after. The GM was asked yesterday on NFL Network point blank if he, in fact, does that.
I do. You know, I think when you've got the best in the business planned for you, it's wise to consider their opinions at different times.
And finally, another sellout crowd of 4,705 at TU Arena saw the Towson Tigers clinch the CAA regular season championship. 75-72 over Hampton. Tigers finished 16-2 in conference play. They'll begin the CAA tournament this Sunday in D.C. as the number one seed. Coming up in 30 minutes, today could be the day for Felix Bautista. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
A storm over the Rockies brings us some rain by Wednesday. Until then, we're enjoying the sunshine and a chance to warm up. Not a whole lot warmer today. 44 this afternoon. Temperatures close to 30 overnight. Tomorrow, though, a milder day. 58 the high. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms ahead of that cold front. 62 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home?
Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he wants to bail out the federal employees that are being laid off. Not a large percentage of people, by the way. And I guess he feels as though that they're not capable of getting a job in the private sector. That says a lot to me, actually. It says a lot about these people for me. You know what? I got a text here from Thomasine with in our text line. And I will say, since we talked about the text line, we now have texts coming in every minute. So I don't know if that's a coincidence. I have no idea. Well, anyways, they're here and I like it. Thomasine says, when Bethlehem Steel closed, those employees lost their pensions, health insurance, no severance pay, even though many workers worked there as long as 40 years. They lost it all and had to start all over. Thomasine, you're absolutely correct in that. And somebody pointed out last week, you know, with the whole Keystone Pipeline, all those people that had, you know, gone a long time trying to, you know, perfect their craft and then finding out that they would have to start all over. And some people were asking, like, all right, well, you know, if we're no longer drilling and those jobs, those job opportunities are coming to a close, what do you suggest those people should do? And if you remember John Kerry, he was congressman of Massachusetts, right? Is that what he... Where was John Kerry? Massachusetts, for sure, right? Brian, the producer, do you remember? Secretary for State a little bit. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, all about climate change. Well, John Kerry, at that time, he said, oh, they're going to have to figure something out. And that was it. That was it. Nobody cared. That was it. And you know what? I'll go ahead and read the polling results here to you because that was the big question of the day in case you missed it. It's still there at WCBM.com if you want to partake in the poll. Should Governor Wes Moore bail out federal employees? 97% of you, no. 3% of you say yes. Also, I got a text here to my phone from one of my very liberal friends. Now, he will tell you that he's an independent. I think he's a Democrat, but he'll tell you he's an independent. Well, anyways, he sent this over. This is an exclusive, just came out. Honda. Yes, Honda, the car dealer. They said they are to produce the next Civic in Indiana, not Mexico, due to U.S. tariffs. So, of course, he texts me and he's like, I'm not going to live this next 4 years down, am I? I'm like, no. No, you're not. No, you're not. So let me get this straight. Honda's now saying we're going to produce more cars in America because of the tariffs going in effect to Mexico. Wow. Wouldn't you know that happened? Oh, my gosh. It's crazy to me, and I say this a lot. It's crazy to me that there are so many people that can't see some of the things that President Trump is doing when it comes to strategy, right? Now, did I expect that to happen? You know what? I'll tell you right now, absolutely not. I did not think that you would have Honda announcing already that they're going to be making more cars in the U.S. because of these tariffs. I did not think this was going to happen right out the gate. Am I happy that it's happening? Absolutely. It's creating more job opportunities here in America. And that's what we want. We want to bring manufacturing home. This is what a lot of us talk about often. But it's wild to me that, you know, on the other side, or those that are just anti-Trump, some of, you know, there's Republicans that are anti-Trump. For some reason, they can't see what he's doing. And I loved our caller earlier, Alice in Catonsville, when she was talking about the strategy with diplomacy and dealing with Zelensky. When you heard her really articulate it there, she said, look, you know, this makes sense. Is it going to take some time to get there? Sure. But at the end of the day, we're going to come out, you know, on top. And I agree with her, and I think many of you agree, you know, but of course you still have those naysayers. And I always go back to that one point where the media was completely freaking out. Remember when in Trump's first term, he called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man? Oh my God, they lost their marbles after he said that. And then Kim Jong-un, his next statement was, you know, yeah, I heard I have a nickname. He didn't even care. Not only that, he met with Trump afterwards. And, you know, I was like, hey, buddy, what's going on? That's what's so crazy about this. Is I think that, you know, when you look at Kim Jong-un, when you look at Putin, when you look at these people, they have a business mindset. We had Biden in the White House, right? We had Obama in the White House. These people don't have a business mindset. So when we're running the country not like a business and every other country's being run like a business, it hurts us. And, of course, they don't care because they don't want us to be number one. They don't want to look, you know, just for people keep saying, oh, land, you know, America's a land of opportunity. You got to go to America. It's the best. It's the greatest. They don't want us to win. It's, you know, at the end of the day, they might say that they're allies, but secretly some of them are haters, right? It's like real life. It's real life. Well, anyways, I wanted to bring this audio to you real quick before I move on to what's going on in Howard County, because I can't understand it. And this is a bone that I'm going to pick with the Trump administration. Yes, you heard that correctly. I'm picking a bone right now with the Trump administration. Last week, we mentioned that Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, these two brothers, they were just released under, you know, they were under house arrest in Romania. They're facing trial there in Romania for money laundering and human trafficking. Well, anyways, we found out that they're now in Florida because Rick Grenell and friends went out of their way to make sure that they could come here to the U.S., even though they're facing these charges in Romania. And some of us are scratching our heads. Why? Now, Andrew Tate, just so you guys know, he's a very popular guy, if you haven't heard about him. He does a lot of motivational speaking. He's got all these videos out basically telling men how to be alpha males instead of beta males and all this other stuff. There's some things that he says that I agree with, okay? That's for sure. But there's a past and a history here that is very alarming, and it's not really in the past, right? It's not like this guy was doing these things 20 years ago and he repented and now he's a great human being. That's not the case. He's being sued civilly and criminally by, we'll call him Jane Doe's, because they said that he either harassed them, he abused them. There are minors that have come forward saying that he engaged in sexual activity with them in order to control them. He had this webcam business. This is like right before OnlyFans came out, where he had these girls on these webcams online. And so guys would pay to see these girls on the webcams. And Andrew Tate was basically the one facilitating it all behind the scenes. So he was helping these girls with the videos and then setting up the bank accounts the webcams were connected to. And then the money would come in. Well, anyways, to me, it is so bizarre because he has support of those that are conservative, those that are in the Republican Party, and Trump Republicans. And I'm very confused on this, okay, on why anybody is supporting this guy. I want you to take a listen, because this is one of the video clips going viral online right now. And this is Andrew Tate speaking himself about what he did as far as his business model to become a multi-millionaire. Take a listen.
And I became a multi-millionaire. I did this by creating a webcam studio, by taking girls who didn't know how to be effective on webcam, girls who had never done webcam before, girls who didn't have the equipment, didn't have the know-how, didn't have the will, didn't have the premises, didn't have the ability to make money with this exchange. I created a system that allowed me to convince girls to do this, allowed me to retain 100% control of their income, allowed me to make sure they were effective, because it's a super competitive industry. Don't think this is easy money. You're just going to put a girl on the camera and they're going to get rich straight away. No, it's very competitive and it's very difficult. I learned every tip and trick it takes to make sure a girl gets paid. I know how to make sure the girl can't run away. Because once you teach a girl how to do this, she has the ability to make unlimited money from home. Why would she still give it to you? Why did she just run off and keep it all for herself? Why are you getting your percentage? I learned how to do everything to take a nobody and make her a somebody. I learned how to take a nothing, turn her into a cash cow. And betas from all across the world would be sending money into her, my bank account. This is what webcamming is.
Okay, so that's Andrew Tate. And like I said, he's here in the U.S. now because of people within Trump's administration. And I am just, I'm mind boggled here by the fact that we would support an individual like this. Again, he has videos like that all over the internet because he used to do this this tutorial video showing other young men how to do the same thing with women that are in their area, wherever they live. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. How is this guy somebody that the Republican Party wants to be aligned with at all? That's human trafficking 101. It's so bizarre to me because here we are talking about the Epstein files, which I hope that we get. Probably won't. But here we are calling out, you know, Epstein, calling out Diddy for all the stuff that he's now in prison for. Yet we're making sure this guy is safe here in the U.S. He literally describes human trafficking in that video. I'm dumbfounded by all of this. And so I pointed this out on X. Of course, I got a little bit of blowback, but I don't care. I don't really care. You can unfollow me. Doesn't bother me at all. Because this doesn't make any sense to me. You look absolutely ridiculous calling for the Epstein files, but then saying I love Andrew Tate. Like I said, some of these women that were involved, some of them 14, 15 years old. In these cases, he still has to go to trial. So apparently at the end of the month, this month, he has to go back to Romania for one of the trials. Why are we supporting something like this? I don't know. If you see it online and you want to check him out, please do so. But this is somebody that I think the Trump administration should back away from immediately. And I will say, when I posted that video, and I got it from another account, I just reposted it, there were a lot of people that commented and said, wow, I never even seen this video before. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't see some of these videos either. But when somebody is sitting there telling you that they human trafficked minors and young women in general, and you still think that this is a person that you should align with in any shape or form, that's an issue. That's a problem. He said that he would take in 100% of their money and then give them, you know, whatever he saw fit, right? Again, human trafficking. If you listen to that, he describes pimping, basically, which is illegal, by the way. And then also, he said, when girls found out that they could make this money on their own, he prohibited them, he said, from running away. Because he was already then in control of all the things. So it's not like those girls, apparently the webcam channels that they use, yes, they would get a huge following and that's what they would make so much money. Well, he was saying that he would not allow those girls to still use their channels. So he would take the channels as he says, oh, I own this channel now, kind of like I own you. And so the girl would then have to leave and then think about starting all over again, which I guess was very difficult if you're in webcamming. I don't know. All I know is, I hope they back away from this guy. I don't see how this ends in anything positive. I really don't. And he still has to go, like I said, to trial. And it's a head scratcher. And yes, people are not happy about it. Because, of course, you know, President Trump's administration, there's people there that support him. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. All right. Something that I do get. Howard County School Board, they approved the new cell phone policy for students that goes into effect today. This is something I can get behind, and I wish that they would do it across the state. Looking at Channel 11 with the story, it says Howard County Board of Education on Thursday approved a new cell phone policy for students. This came out back in January, by the way. And it's a part of that policy. Students across Howard County High School, middle schools, and elementary schools cannot use their cell phones from the first bell of the day to the last bell of the day. I think that this is a win. And I believe that you are going to see test scores in Howard County go up because of this policy. My question is, and maybe this is something that I can ask Senator Carl Jackson. My question is, why aren't we doing this on a statewide level? We should be. If you're looking at the test scores in a whole across the state of Maryland, Yeah, some of them are decent. Graduation rates are decent. But when you look at Baltimore City, you see Baltimore County's on a downward spiral. You see a lot of counties across Maryland, PG County's going down. If you see it on a downward spiral, why not say, you know what, let's try this statewide. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I have a feeling that it would work. And there were lots of teachers that actually testified and said that they are happy to hear it. Here's what I think. Not only are they a distraction, and maybe you can relate and attest to this, I think that kids are spending a lot of time on social media while they're in school, even in class when they're supposed to be learning. I think a lot of them think they're going to be TikTok famous. So they're constantly creating content, and they do a lot of it at school. You ever see, like, the girls, they're, like, dancing in the bathroom, the TikTok dances, and they're like, yeah, da-da-da. Meanwhile, worst dances I've ever seen. I don't know what's up with this generation, but it's worse than cheerleading. It's like the 5, 6, 7, 8 and the stiff moves. I don't know how they call it dancing, but whatever. So they're content creating there, you know, at school, on campus. Then we know that they're bullying. Right? We've seen those videos where they're bullying kids and then they post them online. And so remember there was a time, like if you were ever bullied in school, and if you were, trust me, you're not alone. A lot of people were bullied in school. If you were ever bullied in school, excuse me, you know that once the bell rang and you walked out the door, it was pretty much over till you went to school the next day, right? Or maybe on the bus, you know, if you had those kids on your bus. But nowadays, if you're being bullied in school, it follows you home because unfortunately they're bullying kids on cell phone video and then they're posting the cell phone videos and some of them are going viral. So then these kids aren't just being bullied by the kids at school. They're being bullied by the kids, you know, all over the country because now it went viral. I feel so bad for many of those kids. And on top of that, some of the fights. You ever see the cell phone video fights? Gruesome, some of them. Gruesome. I think this is a great idea. Take the cell phones out of the equation altogether. If you want to text in, I can read your text when I get back. You can just go to WCBM. Go to the App Store. Put in WCBM. Download the app. And you can text me live here in studio. And like I said, now, Brian, the producer, are you watching this? Now we've got all these texts coming in after you guys said something about it. Marty, now I see all your texts. This is crazy. This is crazy. Well, anyways, please text in if you believe that the cell phone policy should be statewide. Again, this is Howard County. It goes into effect today, March 3rd, and I think that it's a great idea. Now, if you're wondering what the consequences are, just so you know, if they have multiple violations where they're caught with the cell phone, they are confiscated, right? As soon as somebody sees it, they take it for the rest of the day, and then they can pick it up at the end of the day. But when you have multiple violations, that requires your mom or dad, a guardian, to have to come to the school and get your phone. I think that's great. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century. And it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase hair volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Federal government is rotten to the core, and this is its comeuppance, and we are witnessing history like we've never seen before. And if you are on the wrong side of it, and you're complaining about DOGE, and if you go down this path, nothing good is going to come of you. The American people now see how wretched and awful you have been in Washington, D.C., and our federal government has existed to only enrich itself.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Happy Monday again. I think we had a great show today. Don't forget, if you ever miss the show, you can go to WCBM.com. Just click on the link where it says Kim Klasick Live Podcast, and you'll see the show archived there. And now it's broken down hour by hour, so you can take a listen at any time. Again, that's at WCBM.com, or you can also access it by going to the app. And don't forget, it is free in the App Store, WCBM 680. Before the break, we were talking about the fact that Howard County is making a great move, in my opinion. These are Democrats, by the way. And that is taking cell phones out of the hands of students while they're in school. So the first bell, by the time the first bell rings, they have to have it away. And they cannot take it out again until the last bell. Now, they do have their smart watches. But apparently, if they are on it in any way besides looking at the time, those are confiscated as well. So Howard County making bold moves that I think we should see statewide. And again, the content creating, the fighting, cell phone videos, I think that is just awful. That is awful. I am so glad cell phones weren't a thing when I was in school. I mean, because, and then again, this stuff lasts on the internet, you know, for a lifetime. It's there. Think about these kids when they go on, you know, to be different people in general. When they become adults, they go to apply for some jobs. You know, the last thing you want is some of these things that you see out there. And even those that are the aggressors, I mean, you can remember a time in high school, you know, you saw kids that were 14, 15 years old, and they were the bullies, right? They were bullies. They were mean. They were ridiculous. And then you find out later that they were dealing with something, you know, within their home or childhood trauma kind of deal. And now you see them in their 40s and they're completely different people. They're completely different people. I don't think it's right if they would have had a video out there that was still circulating because it was some cell phone video fight that went viral. That's awful. I got a text here from Marty. Marty says, I know a video from Baltimore County High School that ended up on Pornhub. Jesus. Well, first I should say, what's Pornhub? What is that? I don't know what you're talking about. Marty, how do you know? Brian, the producer, wants to know. No, seriously, though, that's dangerous as well. That's dangerous as well and disgusting. All right. You know, tomorrow we're going to have a lot to talk about. Right now, the Senate has to decide whether transgender athletes should be in women's sports. Remember, that did pass the House. Of course, Riley Gaines is already online talking about it. But the Senate now has to decide. I hope the Senate does the right thing. Again, we have a slim majority for Republicans. I don't know how Democrats are going to vote on this. You know, in the Senate down there on Capitol Hill, they seem to have a little more common sense, Democrats there. So hopefully this does pass, because I'm so sick and tired of hearing biological men and female sports. That's got to come to an end. It's got to come to an end. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also, the Department of Education is making an offer to some of their employees to leave. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. And, of course, we'll have another guest on the show. And I'm excited that we're keeping up with this and keeping up with what's going on in Annapolis. And I appreciate all of you that have been keeping up with the show. Again, we'll be here at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And don't forget, if you ever miss any of the shows, you can go to WCBM.com, the podcast link for Kim Klasick Live. You can listen to the shows right there. Go out and enjoy your afternoon this Monday. Be productive. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and